Good morning. The time is 11:32. I'm Jude.
And I'm Brady, reporting live at the KBPS News Center on SummerSound 2025.
Swifties, listen up. Taylor Swift has just announced her 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl. According to Pitchfork, last evening, Taylor Swift updated her website with a countdown to 12:12 a.m. Eastern Time. When the clock struck 12:12, pre-orders opened for her 12th studio album and follow-up to last spring's The Tortured Poets Department. Vinyl, CD, and cassettes for the album are now available on Taylor's site, with the orders due to ship by October 13th. Taylor is also set to make an appearance on the New Heights podcast, hosted by her boyfriend, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, and his brother, Jason Kelce. The episode premieres today at 4 p.m., so hopefully we'll get some more details relating to the album. Now, a few hours before the album was formally announced, leaks started making their rounds online, revealing the full track list, track edits, and some visuals. If you don't want to be spoiled for this anticipated release, I recommend staying off the internet for the next few days. The Life of a Showgirl doesn't have a concrete release date as of now, but based on order shipping dates, the album is due out by October 13th.
Yesterday, a state of emergency was declared here in Multnomah County due to extremely hot temperatures. Temps are forecasted to be just under 100 degrees today. KPTV reports that at least three local cooling shelters will be opened, one at Gateway Church on Northeast San Rafael Street. Another cooling shelter will be open at the Congregation Beth Israel Church on Northwest Flanders Street. And the third cooling shelter will be open at the Portland Covenant Church on Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And most libraries are also great places to cool off during the heat. The county says no one will be turned away from the cooling shelters and pets are welcome. As we've reported, your forecast today includes excessive heat warnings from the National Weather Service in Portland. We're seeing dangerously hot temperatures with temperatures up to between 98 and 99 degrees, overnight temperatures of 65 to 70 degrees. Heat-related illnesses increase significantly during extreme heat events. Drink plenty of fluids, stay in cool places during the heat of the day, and out of sunshine. Check up on relatives and neighbors. Please do not leave any children or pets in unattended vehicles. It is potentially fatal. Remember to drink plenty of water.
Do you remember the legendary Gordon's Fireplace in Northeast Portland? Well, it's headed back to the auction block again. According to KGW, the sale is slated for October 13th to 15th, and the bidding starts at $225,000. On the outside, it's covered in graffiti, and most of the windows are smashed or boarded up. The building was originally constructed in 1918 as the aircraft factory, then later becoming Gordon Fireplace. The sale will take place online and run similarly to eBay. Anyone interested in bidding must register online and provide proof of funds.
After months and months of waiting, a beloved local radio DJ and KBPS alum has finally received a much-needed lung transplant. Scott Tom has started recovering yesterday morning at the University of Washington Medical Center after finally receiving the life-saving surgery over the weekend. Scott's wife, Andel, shared a new photo of him on Facebook just yesterday with an update saying his new lungs are working well and Scott has had a good night of breathing on his own last night. Yesterday, he worked on getting up, moving around a little bit, and sitting up while breathing on his own. Scott Tom is a local radio legend and current afternoon host on 106.7 The Eagle, one of June's favorite radio stations. June is our other newscast here. Many also know him for his commitment to loving animals and helping rescue animals in local shelters. Scott is also a proud KBPS alum and recently visited us at AM 1450 during the last tech show in April. We are all keeping Scott in our thoughts and sending him our love. We also air an interview with Scott's wife, Adele, later today. It should be soon after this newscast.
This has been SummerSound News on KBPS. I'm Jude.
And I'm Grady. We'll be back with the weather forecast after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. Picking out a career requires some decisions. First, choose a goal. Select a field that interests you, such as teaching, technology, or biology. Explore your options. Take an interest or aptitude test to find out what specific careers are related to your interest. Identify alternatives. Narrow your list to a reasonable number, say 2 to 4 interesting occupations. Weigh alternatives. Decide on one option that best fits your goals and will have the most positive effect on your life. Create an action plan. How are you going to achieve this goal? What education do you need? And how are you going to get it? And take action. Actively bring the action plan to reality. Set a timeline and make sure you follow it. Follow these steps and you'll increase your potential for a successful career. Your career, your choice. A service of WorkSource Oregon Employment Department. For more information, visit our website at workinginoregon.org.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Portland weather.
The weather forecast for today is sunny with a high of 99 degrees. Tonight it is clear with an overnight low of 65 degrees. Tomorrow we have sunny and 85 degrees. Right now it is clear and 99 degrees in Vancouver. Ugh, it's hot. We have hot and clear and 85 degrees in Hillsborough. And currently it is clear and 81 degrees in the Rose City. There is an extreme heat warning until 10 p.m. So stay safe, stay hydrated, stay cool. And TriMet will not turn down any rider who can't pay fares heading to or from cooling stations between 11 a.m. So that's been starting. And it's going to be ongoing until tonight at 10. So always tell your bus operator or even max operator, hey, I'm heading to or from a cooling station. So if they inquire about it, just let them know.